This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Music producer Heir Apparent and one half of the group Dawn joins me to discuss their latest collaboration in music. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having us. I'm so excited to chat about this.
All right, Heir Apparent, I have a question before we get to do McCall. We can actually talk to you later about it too, McCall. How did you start as a music producer?
I've always actually been really into music and specifically curating music, and I did college radio, actually, and that's where I sort of found my interest leaning towards creation. I consider production to be curation on like a micro level almost. And so I realized there's like a lot of sounds I really enjoy and I wanted to play and experiment with putting them together. And I started teaching myself production basically entirely with YouTube about 2.5 years ago. So that's more or less interest to in music. Yeah.
All right, McCall, how did Dawn start? Like, was this like your little baby?
Yeah, it's so wild. So I've always loved music and been a musician, and just my final year in college, it was a Kesha concert. So just imagine literally glitter everywhere, you know, the one eye. And I met my bandmate Mike, who I'm also dating, which is so funny. But yeah, we met literally that last week of college and bonded over pop punk music and computer science, which are like both super weird, niche, geeky things. And then we started dating and decided to start making music together, which is great because we have a studio in our apartment, but also super hard at times because every fight becomes like a relationship fight, basically, for better or for worse, you know. It's been amazing to be able to meet somebody who shares so many interests and then also be able to have like a little music baby together.
Okay, I have to ask, what is pop punk? That seems kind of like a new genre for me.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh. So this was maybe it shows my age, actually. It was very popular when we were like teens, I guess, preteens even. The like emo scene phase, you know, if you remember, some of the big bands were like Mayday Parade and Boys Like Girls, and they kind of got popular, but it was still like very niche and only made it to like certain radio stations. But a lot of our inspiration comes from that emo scene era, which kind of, if you like remember the Warped Tour phase, that kind of sums it all up.
Okay, so how did this duo, you guys all wrote a song together, Three Strikes. How did you guys come together on this? That's kind of seems you got yourself the DJ music producer and then the pop punk group. Like, how did this happen?
I guess as a producer, it's not uncommon to kind of message a lot of different other musician groups that you find you vibe with and get a lot of messages back. But one day I was checking like my SoundCloud and I saw a message from Dawn about like wanting to work together. And honestly, like, I would say 80 to 90% of these messages don't really yield any outcome. Like, I'll go and hear the music, and I don't really vibe with it, or it seems, like, kind of unpolished, but that was, like, not the case with Dawn. I was kind of immediately drawn to their sound. It felt like a mixture of, like, lyrically pop-punk, like McCall mentioned, but also, like, this dreamy element. Like, there's this vibe of almost reflection and a lot of reverb, and it just felt like you're kind of in another world when you listen to their music. So, and that's something I really seek to kind of accomplish with my sound. And so I just felt there was like a lot of good synergy, and then they sent me a bunch of old demos they had lying around. Maybe McCall can shine light on how old they were or whatnot, but I heard an early version of Three Strikes, and I was like immediately like drawn to it. I was like, there's so much potential here, and I was just very excited by it. So we just started sending each other versions back and forth and playing around with it.
Oh, so you guys weren't even in the same studio then. You were just emailing each other back and forth.
Yeah, virtually.
Yeah, this is actually the first time I've heard McCall's voice.
Yeah, we've never, ever talked over the phone, which is wild. I was going to say that. It's crazy because we've just been messaging versions back and forth, and there's just so much trust, which is amazing. and like for, you know, lyrics and like just revising every step of the way. It's just been such an awesome process because, like Neil said, we have to just vibe off of each other, and not all musicians can do that, especially when it's like virtual production, which was the entire time. So I'm so happy with the way that things turned out and how we've made like a friend for life, basically, in the music production world or music industry.
We should break up for words abrupt, cutting the headlights and forcing my eyes open. Should have stood up, not let you walk over me time again. Whenever you feel like it, got a bad habit of giving boys chances. I just can't stop from letting it hit repeat. I told myself I'd try to lay down all new ground rules so that they can't hurt me. One strike, yeah, you're just my type. Two strikes, guess I'm fucking blind. I'm done playing, yeah, I'm done playing. Three strikes and you're off my mind. Off my mind. Off my mind. Saw you at the bar, white t-shirt in the dark, trying to catch my eye. Sing me a lullaby. I got a bad habit of giving boys chances. I just can't stop from letting it hit repeat. I told myself I tried to lay down all new ground rules so that they can't hurt me. One strike, yeah, you're just my type. Two strikes, guess I'm fucking blind. I'm done playing, yeah, I'm done playing. You're off my mind. Now I see your face in every guy. I can't find someone who doesn't strike out when I wanna be appreciated. Spell things when they need to be abbreviated. I'm finding flaws in every you. Oh, one strike, yeah, you're just my type. Two strikes, guess I'm fucking blind. I'm done playing, yeah, I'm done playing with the love. Three strikes and you're off my mind.
Now, have either of you guys ever done a collaboration over the internet and it just didn't work out before, or is this the first time you've done it?
I've tried many times with people. I would say it works out less than half the time. Like, either, even when it's working out, like, the songs will just get stuck in cotton purgatory, kind of. But Dominic's, like, really communicative from the beginning, and, like, I just working with them is such a breeze. I think a lot of it is just, like, I think we both heard, like, the potential in the song as it evolved, and that added, like, a lot of momentum. Don, like, I think McCall maybe, like, designed a lot of the art. Like, there's just such thoughtfulness with, even outside of the music, like, the aesthetic for the overall sound, which made it, like, super, I don't know, that just really excites me when I'm working with artists for, like, thinking about all these different things, not just necessarily even just the track.
Definitely, and it makes the process, you know, less painful than it could be for other collaborations. Like, I know you're... We've done a couple, and actually our furthest one, we worked with an artist in Australia, which was wild because then you're off like by 12 hours, which I guess can go well because then you essentially never sleep. It was just like so easy working together, which is hard to come by. And I totally agree. I think we both were just really into the song and the message behind it, and it just flowed.
Now, McCall, I think personally, when it comes to having, you know, it's your boyfriend is also your partner, it's probably so easy to turn over and be like, hey, babe, I was just thinking of this music, and what do you think? And he's like, yeah, that sounds great. Versus you have to wait an hour. Did you have to, like, did you felt that it stifled you a little bit? Or no, this was really good when working with Heir Apparent?
I think it was really awesome, actually, because you're right. You do get that, like, instant feedback when you're, you know, working with somebody who's living with you or, like, even in the same city. But then when you send it to somebody and kind of have to wait for them to digest it and respond, I think you get better filtered feedback about it. So it's not like he's going to send me, or Neil's going to send me, like, 20 messages that are just, like, subconscious thoughts. He's going to actually listen to it a couple times and then give me his, like, really detailed, well-thought-out notes. And I thought that was so important because it allowed us to focus on what we actually needed to work on rather than just, you know, passing thoughts and, like, self-doubt and whatnot. So it was a nice change-up, definitely.
Now, Heir Apparent, I have to ask, what made you think that going with a poppy rhythm was perfect for Three Strikes?
And I actually feel like lyrically, the song is a little, you know, it's a little bit sassy. It's just a little bit like, hey, like, I'm not going to put up with this thing that I've been doing again. And I think there's a lot of, like, hopefulness and kind of, it's kind of a fun emotion, in my opinion. I think it's probably easier to write this song as a really sad song and kind of like an angry song. But I just thought that there was, like, a really cool opportunity to kind of display another side of that emotion with the kind of backing instrumental. And it really, even like the initial melody that McCall and Mike had, just felt like it lended itself really well to that. So I think that was probably, it just felt like it was a kind of a unique opportunity to express the emotion, I think.
All right, well, Heir Apparent, before I let you guys go, I have to ask, Heir Apparent, what other upcoming projects can we expect from you?
I am currently planning 2 EPs for this year and probably a series of singles that will be on those EPs. I'm exploring kind of 2 spectrums of sound, one being kind of darker and more moody, and another being like more happy and light. Just because I think that tentatively I'm thinking a Dawn and Dusk EP, and no pun intended, I think the Dawn EP would correspond to some of the more brighter sounds, with the Dusk EP being the darker sounds. And I do want, again, to be focused on creating a dream vibe and songs that really feel more emotional and more true to myself. So I'm really trying to dive kind of deeper internally to write a lot of these songs, and I think it will be some of my most honest work yet.
Cool. McCall, what can we expect from Dawn?
So we've just been slowly, like, diving into our sound as well and trying to pick apart what we really like. So we're releasing a single next month called 2020, which I've realized now a lot of people are releasing singles called 2020. But hopefully it resonates with everybody. And yeah, just kind of really working on, you know, being true to ourselves, like Heir Apparent said, and hopefully some live shows in the future too. So
can we ever expect another collaboration between you two?
My answer is hell yes.
I love it. Can we swear right there too? Hell yes.
All right, guys. Well, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate you being here. For those listening, Heir Apparent, where can they find you at?
Yeah, you can find me on Spotify and Apple Music. Just type in Heir Apparent. You can also find me on Instagram at Heir Apparent Music.
All right, McCall, where can we find more about Dawn?
Same thing. You can find us at Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music, YouTube. Just remember, we got 2 V's instead of a W. So DAVVN at Dawn Music on Instagram.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.